This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Bi-iznillahi ta'ala, your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail, with you for another majlis of ilm, another majlis of dhikr, another majlis of us learning and understanding the Arabic language. Walhamdulillah. Limadha? Why? Because it's the language of al-Islam, because it is the language of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's the language of the noble Quran. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we begin our salah with what? With Allahu Akbar. We complete our salah with Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. How much have we understood of that salah? That's a question every one of us needs to ask ourselves. Allahu musta'an. It's now what? 40 years, 50 years, maybe 60 years. And we've not really made any effort in understanding and learning the Arabic language. Allahu musta'an. Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we are currently going through the text, Durusun fil fiqhi, lessons in fiqh. We are in lesson number 7, walhamdulillah. And this lesson is to do with what? To do with the matter of Hajj and Umrah, mashallah, Jameel. We know that Hajj is one of the arkan of Islam, one of the pillars of Islam, walhamdulillah. In our previous majlis, we went through al-mawaqit. Al-mawaqit zamaniya and mawaqit makaniya, the times of Hajj. And we also discussed the places where you're not allowed to pass by those areas, except that you must be in the state of ihram if you are intending Hajj or Umrah. We went through them. Dhul Hulayfa, Juhfa, Yalamlam, Qarnul Manazil, and Dhatu Irq. Excellent, mashallah, Jameel. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we now move on to the second section of lesson number 7, and that's to do with Al-Umrah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take us on many, many Umrah, insha'Allah. Jameel. Laha thalathatu arkanin. The author states, with regards to Umrah, the minor pilgrimage, the lesser pilgrimage, laha thalathatu arkanin. It has three pillars. Thalathatu arkan. So we have a rukn, and the plural of rukn is arkan. One rukn, many arkan. Arkanul Islam, the pillars of Islam. Arkanul Iman, the pillars of Iman. Amantu billah wa malaika wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wal yawmil akhiri wal qadari khayrihi wa sharri. Excellent. The six pillars of Iman. Five pillars of Islam, our Shahada, Salah, Zakah, Siyam, and Hajj, mashallah. Well, Umrah also has some pillars. What are they? They are three pillars. Laha thalathatu arkanin, wahiya, and they are, number one, al-ihramu, that you are in the state of ihram. You have to perform the umrah in a state of ihram. Take note, there's a difference between the ihram garment, the upper and lower garment that you find the men wearing. That's the ihram garment. We are talking about being in the state of ihram. State of ihram is more than just that garment. It's your intention that you are now in the state of ihram. Somebody in South Africa, in Malaysia, Asia, in Australia, he can put on the ihram garment, but does that mean he is now in the state of ihram? The answer is no. You are not in the state of ihram, Jayid. For that, you require that intention that you are performing this pilgrimage, etc., etc. So, number one, al-ihramu, entering the state of ihram. You use that garment, yes, for the men, and then double upon that, you have the intention that you are now entering the state of ihram. You find, for example, somebody is in the ta'iratun, he's in the plane, and he's already worn the upper and lower garment of the ihram garment, and then the captain says, the tayyar is the captain, he announces, we are now passing the miqat in like 2 minutes, in like 5 minutes, and then the people make the intention that they are entering the state of ihram. Excellent. So number one, al-ihramu, جميل. Number two, الطواف بالكعبة. الطواف with the فتحة. الطواف بالكعبة. الطواف بالكعبة. Incorrect here. It says طواف. Incorrect. It is rather الطواف بالكعبة. الطواف بالكعبة. We make طواف around the Kaaba. طواف means to go around. To go around. الطواف بالكعبة. Do we make طواف of anything else? So, for example, the brother, he says, I want to make tawaf 7 times around my car. No, brother. I want to make tawaf around my house. No, brother. I want to make tawaf around a grave. The answer is no. We do not make any religious tawaf around these type of items. We only make tawaf around the Kaaba. That's different from now, subhanAllah. The brother is maybe at a park, and so he's going around and round and round and round because that's the track, and so he's doing exercise. There's no issue with that at all. We are talking about religious tawaf. You only do that of the Kaaba. Excellent. When you are walking in the park there, you don't regard this as an act of ibadah. Jayid. Whereas tawaf around the Kaaba, it is an act of worship. جميل. Number three, السعي بين الصفا والمروة. السعي بين الصفا والمروة. We make سعي between Safa and Marwa mountains. جيد. So there were these two mountains. Unfortunately, today very little of those mountains remain. Nonetheless, the area where the mountain used to be, الصفا, there's a slight incline there. الصفا والمروة. Our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, remember, he stood up there on the mountain of Safa and he announced to the Meccans, if I told you this, an army behind, would you believe me? They said, yes, we do not know you to be a liar. And so then he calls them to al-Islam and he warns them about not following him. Allahu musta'an. So at-tawafu bil-ka'bati was number two. Number three is as-sa'yu bayna as-safa wal-marwati. We make the sa'i, we move, we walk between the mountain of Safa and the mountain of Marwa. Safa and Marwa. Excellent. Walhamdulillah. So these are the three pillars of Umrah. Khalas. These are the pillars of Umrah. There are many sunnah matters and wajibat, etc. But these are the pillars. If there's no pillar, khalas, there's no Umrah. Somebody says, I've done the Umrah, but I did not make any tawaf. There's no Umrah. I did the Umrah, but I didn't make sa'i between Safa and Marwa. Brother, you don't have any Umrah. There's no Umrah. Completely invalid. So again, number one, Al-Ihram. Remember, when we are in the state of Ihram, there's many things which are haram upon us. Ihram, haram. That I cannot do X, Y, and Z. Cannot put on perfume. Cannot be intimate with the wife, etc., etc. Similarly, in our Salah, we say, Allahu Akbar. This is called what? Takbiratul Ihram. Takbiratul Ihram. Then after that takbir, many things are now haram. I cannot be jogging. I cannot be laughing. I cannot be walking. I cannot be doing any of these items, any of these type of actions. I'm in salah right now. All of those things are haram upon me. I cannot be talking to people, etc., etc. Jameel. So al-ihram, الطواف بالكعبة بالكعبة. Number three, السعي بين الصفا والمروة. والحمد لله. Then the author states, صفة العمرة, the manner, the description of the Umrah. صفة العمرة, صفة العمرة, صفة العمرة. So then, let us discuss the description of an Umrah. يحرم المعتمر. يحرم المعتمر. The معتمر, the person who is doing the Umrah, is called the معتمر. The معتمر dons, enters the state of Ihram. من الميقات. يحرم المعتمر من الميقات. يحرم المعتمر من الميقات. يحرم المعتمر من الميقات. You enter the state of Ihram from the Miqat. We've already discussed the Miqat in our previous lesson. والحمد لله. وينوي, and you intend, you make the intention that you are entering the state of Ihram for either your Hajj or your Umrah, or maybe it's the Hajj and Umrah together, mashallah. ويلبي, يلبي, you make the talbiyah. لبيك اللهم لبيك, لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك, إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. Continuous mashallah, all the time you are mentioning this talbiya, and we will discuss the meaning very soon بإذن الله تعالى. So again, يحرم المعتمر من الميقات. You enter the state of ihram from the miqat. We've discussed the places the miqat. وينوي, you intend. ويلبي, and you make mention of this talbiya. يذهب إلى مكة, you go to Mecca. ويطوف بالكعبة, and you make طواف around the كعبة. How many times? سبعة أشواط, سبعة أشواط, seven times. سبعة أشواط, أشواط, one شوط, many أشواط. شوط is masculine, so the number before it will be feminine. سبعة أشواط, you do seven circuits around the كعبة. مبتدئا, beginning with, مبتدئاً بالحجر الأسود. You begin at the point of the حجر الأسود. You don't just begin your tawaf anyway. No, you begin from the حجر الأسود. حجر means stone. أسود means black. From the black stone. Again, يذهب إلى مكة. مكة is a diptote. And so we cannot say إلى مكتي. مكة is a diptote, allergic to a kasra. So instead, it will take a fatha when technically it's majroor. But it's majroor with a fatha because it's a mamnu'un min as-sarf, because it's a diptote. يذهب إلى مكة ويطوف بالكعبة سبعة أشواط, seven circuits. مبتدئا, beginning with, beginning from, بالحجر الأسود, بالحجر الأسود, with the black stone. يصلي ركعة, you pray two rak'as, two units of prayer. Khalfa, behind. Khalfa means behind. Amama means in front. Fawqa means on top. Tahta means under. Yusalli rak'ataini خلف, behind, مقام إبراهيم, مقام إبراهيم, مقام إبراهيم عليه السلام. You pray two rak'as, two units of prayer, behind the مقام إبراهيم. مقام إبراهيم, this is that stone where originally the footprints of Ibrahim عليه السلام used to be. Unfortunately, with time, that has eroded, but we have the stone there, the original stone. So that place, that area where this stone is kept is called the Maqam Ibrahim. You make two rakas of salah behind the Maqam Ibrahim. Jayid. If there's no space directly behind the Maqam Ibrahim, anywhere in the haram, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, will suffice. Yusalli raka'ataini khalfa maqami Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim is a diptote. It's a non-Arabic name, and so it's allergic to a kasra. We cannot say maqami Ibrahimi. No. Maqami Ibrahim alayhi salam. So again, number one, we entered the state of ihram, we intended, we mentioned the talbiya, and we are continuous in the talbiya throughout our journey, walhamdulillah. Then we come to Mecca, we make tawaf seven times around the Kaaba, we began where? At the Hajar al-Aswad, at the black stone. Then we pray two rakas of salah behind Maqam Ibrahim. Then what do we do? Yas'a bayna as-safa wal-marwati. Yas'a bayna as-safa wal-marwati. We make sa'i between Safa and Marwa. We move between Safa and Marwa. We walk between Safa and Marwa. Sab'ata ashwatin, seven circuits. From Safa to Marwa is one circuit. From Marwa back to Safa is a second circuit. And so like that we do seven times. Then, يَحْلِقُ رَأْسَهُ حَلَقَ. يَحْلِقُ, we shave the head. Shave the head. يَحْلِقُ رَأْسَهُ, he shaves his head. أَوْ يُقَصِّرُ, or he trims the hair. Or you trim the hair. قَصَر, قَصَر, you trim the hair. Like for example, I'm a musafir, and so I make قَصَر الصَّلَاةِ. قَصَر الصَّلَاةِ, shortened prayer. جَيْد, that it's no longer four rak'as, but rather it's two rak'as. Well, here you make تقصير, you قصر with regards to your hair, you shorten it. ويتحلل من إحرامه, and then you exit the state of إحرام, so everything is now halal upon you, والحمد لله. ويتحلل من إحرامه, from his إحرام state, he exits and now he is halal, إن شاء الله. جميل. صفة الإحرام من الميقات. جيد. So now we've discussed the manner of the Umrah. جيد. The entire Umrah we've covered it. والحمد لله. Let's now discuss specifically that entering the state of Ihram at the Miqat. That's step one. We remember we went to the Miqat and we entered the state of Ihram. We intended and we also made the Talbiyah. Well, let's go into a bit more detail here, inshallah. The author states, يأتي الميقات, يأتي الميقات. You come to the Miqat. يأتي الميقات. You come to the Miqat. وَيُحْرِمُ, and you enter the state of إِحْرَام. فَيَقُولُ, and you say, لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ أُمْرَةً, لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ أُمْرَةً. This is if you are intending an umrah. لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ أُمْرَةً. وَاللَّهُ أُمْرَةً. Umrah is what I am intending. Or for example, لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ حَجَّ. جَيْد. Oh Allah, I'm intending. My intention is this matter of the Hajj. Labbaik Allahumma umratan. Labbaik Allahumma umratan. Jayid. The ulama state that this is not like you are verbalizing your intention, but rather this is like how at the beginning of our salah we say Allahu Akbar. Well, at the beginning of your Hajj or your Umrah, this is what you say, inshaAllah. ثم يلبي, and then you make the talbiyah. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. سبحان الله. Allah take us for many Hajj and Umrah. The Talbiyah. The author states, هذه التلبية. This is the تلبية. لبيك اللهم لبيك. That, oh Allah, I am present. Oh Allah, I am present. لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك. That, oh Allah, you have absolutely no partner whatsoever. إن الحمد, all praise. والنعمة and bounty. لك والملك is from you. لك and mulk and dominion and kingdom, everything belongs to you. لا شريك لك. You have absolutely no partner whatsoever. سبحان الله. ثم يلبي ويستمر. You make this تلبية and you continue. يستمر, يستمر, you continue with it. ويستمر في التلبية, and you continue in the تلبية. حتى until يصل إلى الكعبة, until you come to the Kaaba. So in your Umrah, when you begin the Talbiyah, you will continue until you come to the Kaaba, inshaAllah. Jameel. Walhamdulillah. Then the author states, the person who is intending Hajj will say, لبيك اللهم حجا, لبيك اللهم حجا, and ويستمر في التلبية, and he will also continue with the Talbiyah, حتى اليوم العاشر, until the 10th. The person doing the Hajj, he will continue in the Talbiyah on the 8th of Dhul Hijjah, on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, the day of Arafah, and then on the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, which is technically the day of Eid, until the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, he will continue to be in the state of Talbiyah. Continue mentioning the Talbiyah. Until when? Until he pals the Jamarat. وَيَسْتَمِرُّ فِي التَّلْبِيَةِ حَتَّى الْيَوْمِ الْعَاشِرِ وَيَقُطَعُهَا, and he cuts it and he breaks the Talbiyah. He stops the talbiyah qabla ramy al-jimari. Qabla ramy al-jimari, before. Qabla means before, ba'da means after. Qabla means before, ba'da means after. Qabla ramy al-jimari, before pelting the jamarat. The jamarat on the 10th. Jayid. Excellent. So we've covered, ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, the description of the umrah, then the description of entering the state of ihram at the miqat. Now we will move on to the description of the tawaf. Did the author discuss the matter of praying 2 rakahs of salah at the miqat? No, he did not. Jayid. Why? Because there's debate amongst the ulama. Did the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam pray 2 rakahs of salah before he entered the state of ihram? Because this was like a salah for the ihram. Or was it the time of his salah? Jayid. So most ulama mentioned that this was time for salah. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in the masjid. He entered the masjid and he prayed his salah, his fard salah. And after his fard salah, he entered the state of ihram. Jayid. So they say there's no special salah for ihram. Rather, it was the time of salah. And if you go to the miqat, if it's time for salah, then you pray your salah and then enter the state of ihram. If it's not time for salah, well, you enter the masjid, you pray 2 rakats tahiyatul masjid, insha'Allah, and then you enter the state of ihram. Walhamdulillah. Sifatu tawafi, the description of the tawaf. Ya'ti al-ka'bata, you come to the Kaaba. ويطوف بها, and you make طواف around it, 7 أشواط, 7 circuits, بادئا بالحجر الأسود, beginning with the black stone. فيستلمه ويقبله, يستلمه, you touch it, you touch the حجر الأسود, ويقبله, and you kiss it, you kiss the حجر الأسود. Why? Because the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم did so. فيستلمه, you touch the حجر الأسود, the black stone was originally white, but now it's black. فيستلمه ويقبله, ويقبله, and you kiss it, ويقول بسم الله والله أكبر, بسم الله الله أكبر, you say بسم الله الله أكبر. يطوف بالكعبة, you make طواف of the Kaaba, إلى أن يصل إلى الحجر الأسود مرة أخرى, you make طواف around the Kaaba until you come to the حجر الأسود one more time, then that is counted as one circuit. So from the حجر الأسود back to the حجر الأسود مرة أخرى, another time. فيستلمه ويقبله إذا أمكنه ذلك. You touch the black stone and you kiss the black stone if you are able to do that. إذا أمكنه ذلك, إذا أمكنه ذلك, if that is ممكن, if it is possible for you. جيد. وإلا أشار إليه بيده. If you're unable to, then you point towards it with your hand. وَإِلَّا, if you're unable to, then أَشَارَ, إِشَارَ, إِشَارَ, you indicate, you point towards. أَشَارَ إِلَيْهِ, you point towards it, إِلَيْهِ, to the حجر الأسود, بِيَدِهِ, with his hand, with your hand. جيد. Then the author states, هذا شوط, this is one circuit. وهكذا يتم بقية الأشواط, and like this you complete the rest of the circuits. وهكذا يتم, you complete. وهكذا يتم, and like this you complete. بقية الأشواط, بقية, the rest. بقية الأشواط, the rest of the circuits. One shot, many أشواط, أشواط. وفي أثناء الطواف, and during the طواف, يذكر الله, you make mention of Allah, you remember Allah. يذكر الله تعالى, you remember Allah تعالى. ويدعوه, and you make دعاء to Allah. وفي أثناء الطواف يذكر الله تعالى ويدعوه, during the طواف you remember Allah and you make دعاء to Allah. ويقول بين الركن اليماني, and you say between the Rukn Yamani, the Rukn Yamani and the Hajar al-Aswad. So there's the Rukn al-Yamani and the Hajar al-Aswad. Between those two places, what do you say? You should try to say, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. This was the dua of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when you hear his name. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة, that oh our Rabb, grant us the best in this dunya, وفي الآخرة حسنة, and the best in the hereafter, وقنا عذاب النار, and protect us from the punishment of the fire. آمين, آمين. سبحان الله. ليس للطواف دعاء خاص, there's no special خاص دعاء for the طواف, غير هذا, except this one here. There's no other special dua for tawaf except this one here. وَلِلْمُسْلِمِ أَنْ يَدْعُوَ بِمَا شَاءَ, and the Muslim can make whatever dua they want to make. وَلِلْمُسْلِمِ, and for the Muslim, أَنْ يَدْعُوَ, to make dua, بِمَا شَاءَ, whatever you want, whatever dua you want to make, you can make during your tawaf, insha'Allah. وَيُسَنُّ فِي طَوَافِ الْقُدُومِ, and it is sunnah in the tawaf al-qudum. Tawaf al-qudum is the first tawaf that you are making in your journey. In your journey, jayid. So it's sunnah in your tawaf al-qudum to do this al-idtiba', idtiba', idtiba', which is that you take your upper garment, the ihram garment, and you expose your right shoulder. So you put the ihram garment underneath, under your armpits, jayid. So your right shoulder is exposed. This is what our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had done, and this is the sunnah, insha'Allah. Remember, the people were saying that, oh, look at the Muslims, that the fever of Medina has weakened them. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to them, expose your shoulders and let us do ramal. Ramal means in the first three circuits, we move like at a fast pace, like a slight jog, Jayid, to show the mushrikeen that we are strong and there's no fever of Medina which has weakened us or anything like that, Jayid. So the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam did this for a reason, because the mushrikeen were looking and they had all of these thoughts in their minds. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam wanted to put to rest any of those and all of those doubts. Do we continue doing that today? Yes, we continue to do that, Jayid. Even though that illa, the reason is not there, there's no mushrik near the mountain looking and saying anything, but this year we continue to practice upon it. Walhamdulillah, jameel. So وَيُسَنُّ فِي طَوَافِ الْقُدُومِ الْإِطْطِبَاعُ وَهُوَ أَنْ لَا يَسْتُرَ كَتِفَهُ الْأَيْمَنُ, that you do not cover. Yastur, yastur means to cover. Allah yastur, Allah yastur, he does not cover. كَتِفَهُ الْأَيْمَنُ, the right shoulder, Jayid. وَكَذَلِكَ أَنْ يَرْمُلَ, and also that you make ramal, you do this أَنْ يَرْمُلَ, that you move fast. فِي الْأَشْوَاطِ الثَّلَاثَةِ الْأُولَى, in the first three circuits, you move at a fast pace. The first three circuits, inshallah, we move at a fast pace, Jayid. Excellent. So we've covered now the description of entering the state of Ihram. We discussed the manner of making tawaf. We now move on to the sifatu sa'i. Sifatu sa'i, the manner of the sa'i between Safa and Marwa. Jamil. بعد الطواف يأتي جبل الصفا. After the tawaf, you come to the mountain of Safa. فيرقاه, and then you go up. You go up that mountain. أو يقف عنده, أو يقف عنده. Or for example, you stand there, you stop there at that mountain. ويستقبل القبلة, you face the قبلة. ويقول, and you say, لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله وحده. أنجز وعدا ونصر عبدا وأعز جندا وهزم الأحزاب وحدا. La ilaha illallah, there is no deity worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu akbar, Allah is the greatest. La ilaha illallah wahda, anjaza wa'ada, Allah has fulfilled his promise. Anjaza wa'ada, anjaza, to complete, to fulfill. Wa'adahu, his promise. Wa'ad is a promise. Wa nasara abda, and he helped, he assisted his servant. وَأَعَزَّ جُنْدَهُ, has granted might, has granted victory to his soldiers. وَهَزَمَ الْأَحْزَابَ, and has scattered and made to lose, destroyed the ahzab, the different parties and the different groups and the armies. وَحْدَهُ, Allah alone has done all of this. ثُمَّ يَرْفَعُ يَدَيْهِ وَيَدْعُو, and then you lift up your hands and you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while you are on the mountain of Safa and while you are on the mountain of Marwa. وَيُكَرِّرُ هَذَا ذِكْرَ, and you repeat this ذِكْر. وَالدُّعَاءَ ثَلَاثَ مَرَّاتٍ, and so you repeat this ذِكْر and this dua three times. ثُمَّ يَنْزِلُ مِنَ الصَّفَى, and then you come down from the mountain of Safa. وَيَمْشِي إِلَى الْمَرْوَةِ, and then you walk to Marwa, the mountain of Marwa. وَعِندَمَا يَرَى الْعَلَامَةَ الْخَضْرَاءَ, and when you see the green lights, when you see the green signs, على جدار المسعى, on the wall of the area, this مسعى, this place, مسعى is the place where you are doing this walking. يسرع, you hurry, you hasten now, جيد. حتى يصل إلى العلامة الخضراء الثانية, you hasten until you reach the next green signs. So the area between the one green sign and the second green signs, you hasten there, you run there, Jayid. This is for who? This is for the males, Jayid. In memory of who? In memory of Hajar, the mother of Ismail alayhi salam, in following the legacy of Hajar, subhanallah. So who does this? Men, not the women. Similarly, la'ittiba, putting the ihram under your right armpit, etc. Who does this? The men. And then also exposing the right shoulder. Who does this? The men, not the women. And then who moves fast during the first three circuits? It's the men, not the women. Who dons the two pieces of the ihram garment, the white ihram garment? The men, not the women, Jayid. طيب. As for the women, they entered the state of ihram in their normal clothes. جيد. Excellent. So the author continues and he states, ثم يمشي حتى يصل إلى المروة فيرقاها. Then you come to small mountain of Marwa and then you go up or you incline, you move up on that mountain. أو يقف عندها, or you stop there on the mountain. ويقول كما قال على الصفا, and you say as was said on the mountain of Safa. As you said on the mountain of Safa, you repeat it here inshallah. هذا شوطن. This is one circuit. From Safa to Marwa is one circuit. From Marwa back to Safa is a second circuit inshallah. وهكذا يكمل الأشواط الباقية, and like this you complete the rest of the circuits. وفي أثناء السعي يكثر من الذكر والدعاء, and while you are in the sa'i, while you are moving between Safa and Marwa, you should increase in your dhikr and your dua. وبعد الانتهاء من السعي, and after you complete the sa'i, يحلق المعتمر رأسه. The mu'tamir, he will shave his head. أو يقصر, or he will trim the hair. أو يقصر شعره, أو يقصر شعره, or he trims شعره, his hair. شعر, شعر is hair. شعره, his hair. ويتحلل من إحرامه, and then he exits the state of إحرام. All matters are now halal for him, والحمد لله. محظورات الإحرام, those matters which are prohibited while you are in the state of إحرام, محظورات, you're not allowed to do these things, جيد. هي المنهيات, they are the prohibited matters. التي لا يجوز للمحرم, which not permissible for the محرم. لا يجوز, not permissible for the محرم. أن يفعلها, to do them. Not permissible for the محرم to do these matters. بعد إحرامه, after he enters the state of إحرام. وقبل تحلله, and before exiting the state of إحرام. So all of these matters are haram for you when? After you've entered the state of إحرام, up to the point where you are just about to exit. So while you are in the state of ihram, these matters are prohibited. After you exit the state of ihram, then everything is permissible, insha'Allah. Jameel. وهي, number one, المحرم لا يحلق الشعر, the محرم does not shave the hair. المحرم لا يحلق الشعر, المحرم لا يحلق الشعر, the محرم does not shave the hair. Number two, ولا يقلم الأظفار, ولا يقلم, يقلم means to trim, to cut. ولا يقلم الأظفار, he does not cut the nails, the fingernails, the toenails, straight. ولا يغطي رأسه, he does not cover his head, you do not put on a hat, etc. We're not talking about you being indoors. We're not talking about using an umbrella. No problem with that. But we're talking about covering your head with like blanket, or for example putting on a hat. You do not do that, right? Number four, ولا يلبس المخيط مثل القميص. You do not wear sewn garments. مخيط, مخيط, that which is sewn. You do not wear sewn garments. Sewn garments here means like a shirt, like trousers. You do not wear sewn garments, straight. It doesn't mean anything which has a thread on it. No, that's a misconception. Rather, a sewn garment, like a shirt, like a jacket, like trousers, like pants, underwear, etc. These type of garments which are meant for the body, you do not wear, put on any of those type of garments. ولا يلبس المخيط مثل القميص, like a shirt. والسراويل, or trousers. وكذلك لا يلبس الجوربين, you do not wear جوربين, جوربين, your cotton socks, straight non-leather socks. ولا الخفين, no leather socks. خفين, leather socks. جوربين, non-leather socks. You're not allowed to wear any of these. ولا يتطيب, you do not put on perfume. طيب, you do not put on perfume. ولا يقتل صيد البر, you do not go hunting for animals, جيد. You don't go hunting after a deer or anything of the sort, جيد. Hunting animals, we're not talking about cutting a chicken. You can cut a chicken, no problem at all. You are hungry, there's no other food, you need to slaughter a chicken, no problem at all. But you don't go hunting animals, جيد. What's a hunting animal? Like for example, a buffalo, a deer. You don't go hunting those type of animals. ولا يقتل صيد البر, ولا ينكح, you don't get married. Now's not the time for getting married. ولا ينكح, he does not marry somebody else. He does not marry, for example, this woman off to somebody else. He does not marry his daughter off to somebody else. Jayid, لا ينكح, he doesn't get married himself, nor does he get somebody else married. ولا يخطب, but maybe I propose during Hajj. I saw this girl, very beautiful girl, etc., and I'm interested in her. You cannot propose while you are in the state of ihram. ولا يجامع, you're not allowed to have intimacy, intercourse, while you are in the state of ihram. ولا يباشر, جيد. So intimacy, even though there might not be intercourse, is not permissible. And ولا يجامع, يجامع means full intercourse, full intimacy, not permissible. So the مقدمات, جيد, foreplay, all of this here, not permissible while you're in the state of ihram. والحمد لله. So ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, we've covered the pillars of Umrah. Number one, the Ihram. Number two, Tawaf bil Ka'bati. Number three, As-Sa'yu bayn As-Safa wal Marwati. Jamil. Then the Sifatul Umrati, the description of Umrah. Sifatul Ihrami min al-Miqat, how to enter the state of Ihram at the Miqat. Sifatul Tawafi, we've covered the manner of the Tawaf. Sifatul Sa'i, the manner of making the Sa'i between Safa and Marwa. And we've also covered that which is prohibited while you are in the state of ihram. Excellent. Walhamdulillah. Tamareen, our exercises, insha'Allah. Number one, اذكر أركان العمرة, make mention of the pillars of Umrah. Number one, الإحرام. Number two, الطواف بالكعبة. Number three, السعي بين الصفا والمروة, the pillars of Umrah. جميل. Number two, اذكر صفة الإحرام, the manner of the إحرام. جيد. اذكر صفة Tal ihrami, jayid. And so the whole discussion there, the sifa of the ihram, yuhrimu al-mu'tamiru min al-miqati wa yanwi wa yulabbi. That suffices, insha'Allah. Yuhrimu al-mu'tamiru min al-miqati wa yanwi wa yulabbi. Jameel, excellent. Number three, اذكر لفظ النية للحج والعمرة. لبيك اللهم عمرة. لبيك اللهم حجا. So the first one, لبيك اللهم عمرة, لبيك اللهم حجا. Excellent. Question number four, متى يقضع الحاج, the person making Hajj, when do they cut, when do they stop, when do they cease. متى يقطع الحاج والمعتمر التلبية, when does the Hajj and the Mu'tamir stop their تلبية. Right? So it differs. Right? So if, as for the Mu'tamiru حتى يصل إلى الكعبة, حتى يصل إلى الكعبة, the person making Umrah, you continue with your talbiya until you reach the Kaaba. حتى يصل إلى الكعبة. والحاج حتى اليوم العاشر, حتى اليوم العاشر, ويقطعها قبل رمي الجمار, and you stop the talbiya just before you pelt the jamarat. Excellent. Number five, اذكر التلبية, make mention of the talbiya. لبيك اللهم لبيك, لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك, إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. The next question, number six, اذكر صفة الطواف, اذكر صفة الطواف, make mention of the description of the طواف. يأتي الكعبة ويطوف بها سبعة أشواط بادئا بالحجر الأسود, فيستلمه ويقبله ويقول بسم الله الله أكبر, يطوف بالكعبة إلى أن يصل إلى الحجر الأسود مرة أخرى, فيستلمه ويقبله إذا أمكن ذلك, وإلا أشار إذا أمكنه ذلك, وإلا أشار إليه بيده, هذا شوط, وهكذا يتم بقية الأشواط. That's the description of the طواف, والحمد لله. Number seven, كم شوطا يطوف الطائف, كم شوطا, how many circuits, يطوف الطائف, the person making طواف is called a طائف. So how many circuits? سبعت أشواطين. سبعت أشواطين. Seven circuits. Number eight. ماذا يقول الطائف بين الركن اليماني والحجر الأسود? What do you say between the ركن اليماني and حجر الأسود? What did the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Ameen, ameen. Number 9. هل للطواف دعاء خاص? Is there any specific دعاء for the طواف? Besides this, ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. No, there's no special دعاء. جيد. ليس للطواف دعاء خاص. ليس للطواف دعاء خاص غير هذا. Except this one, which is the ربنا آتنا دعاء. Number 10. ماذا يفعل الطائف? What does the person making طواف do? إذا لم يستطع, if he is unable to, أن يستلم, if he is unable to touch, الحجر الأسود, if he is unable to touch the حجر الأسود, ويقبله, if he is unable to touch, nor kiss the حجر الأسود. What do they do? Then, أشار إليه بيده, أشار إليه بيده, أشار إليه بيده, he points towards it with his hand, أشار إليه بيده, أشار إليه بيده, أشار إليه بيده. Excellent. Number 11. في أي طواف يسن الاطباع والرمل? In which طواف is it sunnah to make this اطباع and this رمل? جيد. في طواف القدوم, في طواف القدوم, in the طواف القدوم, the first طواف. جيد. Your first طواف of your journey. Number 12. ما الموضعان اللذان يسعى بينهما الساعي? Where are the two places that the person who is doing the sa'i, he makes sa'i between these two places? Which places? بين الصفا والمروة. بين الصفا والمروة. ما الموضعان اللذان يسعى بينهما الساعي? الساعي is the person who does the sa'i between صفا and مروة. So where are the two places? بين الصفا والمروة. جيد. كم شوطا يسعى الساعي? سبعة أشواط. Seven circuits, Safa and Marwa. And similarly, the matter of Tawaf, seven circuits. Number 14. ماذا يقول الساعي عند الصفا والمروة? What do you say there? لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله وحده. أنجز وعده ونصر عبده وأعز جنده وهزم الأحزاب وحده. And then you make dua. And then you make the dhikr again. And then you make dua. And then you make the dhikr again. And then you make dua. Jamil. Number 15. في أي موضع من المسعى يسرع الساعي في المشي. Which place in this مسعى? مسعى is the place that you are doing the sa'i. So which area of the مسعى are you supposed to like hasten, Jade? Which area of the مسعى are you supposed to hasten, Jade? The answer is, عندما يرى العلامة الخضراء على جدار المسعى يسرع حتى يصل إلى العلامة الخضراء الثانية. Between one of the green signs and the second of the green signs. Straight again. في أي موضع من المسعى يسرع الساعي في المشي. The answer is بين العلامة الخضراء على الجدار المسعى يسرع حتى يصل إلى العلامة الخضراء الثانية. Between one of the green signs and the second of the green signs. Number 16. ماذا يفعل المعتمر? What does the معتمر? معتمر is the person doing the umrah. ماذا يفعل المعتمر بعد الطواف والسعي? What do they do after the طواف and after the سعي? جيد. The جواب is, بعد انتهاء من السعي يحلق المعتمر رأسه أو يقصر شعره. That you shave your hair off or you trim your hair. Excellent. Number 17. ما المراد بمحظورات الإحرام وكم هي? What is meant by the محظورات of the إحرام? هي المنهيات. المنهيات, the prohibitions. التي لا يجوز للمحرم أن يفعلها. These are the matters which the محرم is not allowed to do. جيد. How many are there? There are nine. جيد. There are nine, as was mentioned by the author. جميل. Number 18, اذكر خمسة من محظورات الإحرام. Make mention of five of the prohibitions in the state of إحرام. Number 1, المحرم لا يحلق الشعر. محرم does not cut the hair. ولا يقلم الأظفار. Does not trim the nails. ولا يغطي رأسه. Does not cover the head. About the males, the sister obviously she has a scarf on her head. ولا يلبس المخيطة مثل القميص والسراويل. You do not wear garments, shirts, trousers, etc. وكذلك لا يلبس الجوربين ولا الخفين. You don't wear leather socks, خفين, nor do you wear non-leather socks, جوربين. ولا يتطيب. You do not put on perfume. Number 19. أيجوز للمحرم أن يقتل صيد البحر؟ أيجوز للمحرم أن يقتل صيد البحر؟ The جواب is نعم. يجوز للمحرم أن يقتل صيد البحر. بحر meaning the ocean. So in the state of ihram, can you do صيد? Can you catch fish and then kill that and eat that? Yes, that's fine. But as for hunting on land, that's not permissible while you are in the state of ihram. Number 20. أيجوز للمحرم أن ينكح؟ أيجوز للمحرم أن ينكح؟ The answer is لا. لا يجوز ذلك. That is not permissible. You're not allowed to get married, nor are you allowed to marry off somebody else. جميل. Section ba. So this is the longest lesson, subhanAllah, in this book. هات جمع الأسماء الآتية. Provide the plural for the following. شوط, one circuit. Plural, أشواط. The next one, ظفر. ظفر is your fingernail. What's the plural? أظفار. 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 جورب, non-leather socks, cotton socks. جورب, plural. جوارب. 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 خف. خف, leather socks. Plural, خفاف, خفاف, خفاف. سراويل, trousers, سراويل. Plural, سراويلات, سراويلات, سراويلات. Excellent. شوط, أشواط. ظفر, أظفار. جورب, جوارب. خف, خفاف. سراويل, plural, سراويلات. Excellent. Exercise number 2. هات المضارع الأفعال الآتية. Provide the مضارع, present tense. طاف يطوف. طاف يطوف, to make طواف around the Kaaba. يسعى, سعى, يسعى. سعى, يسعى. سعى, he made the سعي. يسعى, he is currently doing it. رقيا, رقيا. جيد, رقيا means to ascend. رقيا, يرقى. رقيا, يرقى. رقيا, يرقى. قصر, to trim. قصر, يقصر. قصر, يقصر. قصر, يقصر. حلق, يحلق, to shave. حلق, يحلق. حلق, يحلق. حلق, يحلق. Then استلم, يستلم. استلم, يستلم, to touch. استلم, يستلم. قبل, يقبل, to kiss. قبل, يقبل. أسرع, يسرع, to hasten. أسرع, يسرع. قلم, يقلم, to trim, to cut the nails. قلم, يقلم. قلم, يقلم. Then the next one, غطى, يغطي, to cover. غطى, يغطي. غطى, يغطي. غطى, يغطي. تطيب, تطيب. يتطيب, يتطيب. تطيب, يتطيب, يتطيب. To put on, to apply perfume. نكح, ينكح. نكح, ينكح. أنكح, ينكح. أنكح, ينكح. أنكح, ينكح. خطب, يخطب. يخطب, يخطب. جامع, يجامع. To have full intimacy. جامع, يجامع. Intercourse. جامع, يجامع. باشر, يباشر. باشر, يباشر. لبى, يلبي. لبى, يلبي. لبس, يلبس. لبس, يلبس. To wear. لبس, يلبس. لبس, يلبس. رمل, يرمل. رمل, يرمل. رمل, يرمل. To move at that fast speed. جيد. رمل, يرمل. وصل, يصل. يصل وصل يصل وصل يصل وصل يصل to arrive وصل يصل أكمل يكمل to complete أكمل يكمل أكمل يكمل أكثر يكثر أكثر to increase أكثر يكثر أكثر يكثر والحمد لله ما شاء الله يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. This was lesson number 7.2. We discussed the Umrah in detail والحمد لله. We covered the pillars of the Umrah and then all of the details related to the Umrah ما شاء الله تبارك الله. We ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى to grant us خير and بركة. We ask Allah for the best in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah to record our sitting, our learning in our scales of good deeds. We ask Allah to make this knowledge a proof for us and not a proof against us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to unite the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until we meet again, barakallahu feekum. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Hayyakumullah. Remember, if your knowledge is above average, your ibadah, akhlaq, character, manners and behavior are also supposed to be above average. حياكم الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.